Testing 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 18. I remember when my son turned 18. It was one of the most terrifying times of my life. He had almost killed himself a month earlier by falling asleep at the wheel of his car and driving it, or let's just say not driving it, into the fence made out of iron spears. 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 The sounds you hear around me are the sounds of an island. When he turned 18 from 17, I felt all my ability to determine his path evaporate. It was no longer up to me. Let's go into my hotel room. Listen to this sound. That's the key card. Let's hear it again. I had found out that he was using heroin. Using heroin. I might have suspected, hoped, and wished.
He wasn't.
Did I know?
He wasn't.
Did I know?
He wasn't.
Did I know? Did I know in the...
I did know. 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 I did know.
I did know. I didn't know how bad it was. You know how many times I have heard that, or you may have heard that?
I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't know how bad it was.
Any amount of heroin.
Or meth.
Or coke.
Or meth.
Or booze.
Or cigarettes.
So I'm going down the line.
Or cigarettes in terms of...
how bad those things affect your life. A life. Any life.
Any life. Any life.
Any life.
Any life.
But if we just stick to heroin for a minute, any amount of heroin use usually indicates there'll be more, which usually indicates there'll be a steady use of it because of its addictive power. It's addictive power. And when that addictive substance mixes with the personality of a
user,
it becomes like a third entity that is almost unpredictable in its personality. He was still my beautiful son, my child, my brother, my son. He was a lot of things. But the drug part of his personality and what it did to him, he must have really had to fight against that because he held it together. He was never rude to me.
They're out for a second, but usually they're right back, and then they're like, what the fuck? And then, like, because you know, like, they have it, like, for a second, you're, like, probably a little disoriented. You don't know the fight's over. And then you gotta have that realization.
When shit hit the fan, which it did a few times, it was obvious that things were dangerously out of control. But he was never a piece of shit about it. He was still my son.
He was still my son. He was still my son. He was still my son.
We were able to talk about it or deal with it, relate to each other, and not give up our lives for heroin.
Yeah.
stupid game of drug use. I realize now he must have worked pretty hard to keep a valued relationship, a respectful, deep conversation going with me, even when he was doing the most treacherous and dangerous and foolish thing I think a human can do.
They're out for a second.
To themselves. To themselves.
But usually they're themselves. Right back. But usually they're right back. They're out for a second.
Which is to use a drug like heroin.
For a second you're like probably a little disoriented. You don't know the fight's over. Did you don't know the fight's over? Did you don't know the fight's over?
We like what we like. It's hard to rewrite that part of our brain to not like something that we like. I'm sad that he liked it. As I'm saying it out loud, comes off pretty binary, but isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it binary? Using it or not using it.
And then you gotta have that realization.
It's worse though. It's about liking it or not liking it. We like what we like. We like what we like.
They're out for a second.
I hate heroin because of what it did to my son and to countless other people.
They're out for a second.
Forgotten lives. Destroyed potentials. Wasted. Wasted dreams. Heartbroken lovers and families. Desecrated bodies. And victimized by the predators that profit from it. Profit from it.
Now your safety is our top priority, so we appreciate a few moments of your attention while we demonstrate the safety features of this aircraft.
The present
narrative. Narrative
paints the drug narrative. Addict as the victim, which they are, but they're not just a victim, they're also a perpetrator.
A victimizer.
I hate that.
I hate that. I hate that.
And then you gotta have that realization. And then you gotta have that realization. And then you gotta have that realization.
You may follow along with the safety information card located in your seatback pocket.
I placed my son into rehab after the car accident. Got in my car and drove to the junkyard.
It was late.
They're out for a second.
It was late.
And I asked him to show me my son's car.
The car I bought him. The car.
I remember seeing him drive around that little town. He'd be wearing his glasses. He looks small.
He looks small. He looks small. Yeah.
The car was impaled with those iron spikes through the passenger.
Yeah.
Side of the windshield, just missing the driver's seat by inches.
Your life vest is now housed under your seat. As instructed by the crew, retrieve the vest, pull it over your head, and wrap the strap around your
passenger seat. It was like a horror movie. How bad could sliding off the road and running into a fence B. Dad.
Dad.
Dad. I'm sorry. I fell asleep driving home.
Dad.
He was only 5 minutes Dad. Away from his mother's house. I knew.
I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know.
I could hear my son on the phone sounding normal, crying. He was crying, which he hardly ever did. He must have known.
I knew. I knew.
The depths of my
fear. Fear.
Secure the buckle and pull on the straps tight.
I wouldn't have gotten disappointed at an accident. You know, that shit happens. But to cause it yourself
because you're a drug addict
is something
you're
else.
A drug addict.
Should we let drug addicts drive cars?
Should we let drug addicts drive cars?
Should we let drug addicts drive cars?
Sliding off the road into a fence or into another car or killing people.
And themselves.
And or themselves.
Never in plate service inside the aircraft.
I placed him in rehab the week before what we call the holidays.
Holy days. Holy days.
And he was pissed. Where's my son?
Where's my son? Where's my
Dude,
son?
Dude, you know that this is so scary.
They're out for a second.
So
fucked up. Fucked up.
I can't even trust you. How did we get here? Where I'm afraid for your life. And also the whole rehab thing, it's like you see commercials on television where it's like, stay at the, you know, Majesty Pines or whatever the fuck they call them. That's like, they always come up with these names that have Serenity or whatever in them. And nobody can get into that. Those are like for super rich people who are just as fucked up as everybody else and probably will never, ever recover from this. Just like everybody else.
An additional raft is located in the port stowage unit.
The rehab I put my son in was like this brick prison that the county had, and it was bleak. This is not what I had imagined we would be doing. And I squeezed it in there right before he turned 18. And I mean, a week. And I knew all my control was gone, as if I had any.
In the event of an emergency, leave all personal belongings at procedure nearest exit.
It did mean something that I was his guardian and parent, legally. When he turned 18, he could tell me to fuck off, and that's all I would be able to do. I persuaded him, which wasn't difficult, because like I said, he was still my son. A loving, bright, beautiful, honorable person wrestling with this stupidity of heroin addiction.
Heroin addiction. Heroin addiction. Heroin addiction.
I don't know how else to put that. Sometimes I feel bad calling it stupid, but it is.
It's death. It's death.
It's the worst thing a person can do to themselves. Nobody succeeds or thrives or does anything good on that path.
And remember, it might be behind you.
Here's an excerpt of my son teaching me boxing.
Use this front foot as like a feeler, kind of, you know what I mean? And jab, and then you gotta have that realization.
It's because they're not dealing with kicks, right?
Exactly, yeah, they no kicks, no takedowns. So they can get in closer and they can cut much more angles and they can go like towards the path or, like, I don't know. But even boxers, too. They take those dive steps, you know, talking about where they do that. But even still, they bring their feet back. They don't leave their foot trying to. But they do a little bit. Like you see boxers do this thing.
Yeah. Particularly when they're trying to get a jab in.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because you can do that and then without committing all the way in, so yeah. you can punch. Which it's not terrible. Another little thing, but punch the body, you sink just a little bit and you something like that.
Roll down.
So you want to, I think it was, you want to sink your...
Person will let you know when it's no longer needed.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, you want to sink down just to where that's going to be a straight line to like this little plexus. So where your head's going to be behind your shoulder and your fist is going to go down there. I mean, you could still hit me, but it's gonna protect me a lot more than if I'm just like, and then you
right.
have that room.
Nice.
He was amazing. Maybe everybody thinks that about their own kids. When I look at these little videos I'm finding, I'm remembering who he really was.
If you have any questions about the safety features of this aircraft, please don't hesitate to ask.
Not a drug addict. Not a junkie. He did get addicted to drugs. But I know he wouldn't really want that. He lost his life. He killed himself with this drug. I can't put that in another way.
They're out for a second.
They're out for a second. He was my future.
Future. Future. Future. Future. Future.
I don't enjoy feeling like a shell, like a hollowed out version of the hopeful, positive, energetic lover of life I once was. Yesterday, I started.
And then you gotta have that realization.
Yeah. I started my master's degree work, my graduate school. And when they asked me in the orientation what I wanted to do with my life, what came out of my mouth was, I want to help people die. Because it must be so fucking scary to feel so alone and bereft and abandoned. And I don't think religion can fill that.
www.flytie.com, into your browser window and follow the prompts to log in.
I don't think answers that we intrinsically know are fabricated can help us. And I mean in our guts. I feel slightly envious of my son. It's a weird thing to suggest, but that he did the most daring thing, dying. I'm not happy about it. I don't like the way it happened. Not as hateful or burning with disgust and anger like I used to be. But even then I sensed this envy that he did the most scary thing. Say and survived it, because I do not know, but he did it.
They're out for a second.
And the way we were intimate with each other, that we shared our deepest thoughts and questions. He has done something I haven't done. He's done many things I haven't done. So it leads me to this question, Am I grieving him? Or am I grieving myself? The loss of myself. Spin on losing my son to an overdose death from fucking fentanyl. I can't really do that. But as I create and stuff, I'm exploring what it is. To be having this experience. I'm allowing it. Something more than just accepting it. It's like fucking embracing it. Like learning to love him again. Allowing my body to drift. And just go where it takes me.
Mr. Nobody. Out.